You can do anything that any other person on this planet has done. See, if you attune to where they attuned, to paid attention to where they paid attention, discipline yourself the way they did, you can do anything you want. You're not limited. You're only limited to what you pay attention to. Well, here, all these experiences of the self, and this is different from the personality. This is the you and you, this dynamic, clear, centered being experiences in this moment. And this openness of experience then is stored at this level. It's different from the feelings, because your feelings can go off, but you may not really want to be experiencing those feelings. So you may be experiencing this physical dimension here, but yourself is not there, really there, but you're going through the motions. So what's the key in this level is what you are in. And it's to free this being in you to totally experience. Intuitive awareness. The next level of consciousness is this blue field of creative mind, or abstract mind, or higher mind. And here, this higher mind is the mind that puts things together. You see, this lower mind, thinking mind, takes things apart. Like you give a little toy to a child, or you give something to somebody that's in this yellow mind, the first thing you do is to take it apart. Like you tell somebody your deepest secret or your greatest plan, and they just start tearing it apart. Hey, wait a minute. In the last 2 years I've been working on this. No, that won't work. And start tearing it apart. Furthermore, look at this. You see, that's this area of consciousness. Whereas this creative mind says, ah, very interesting. How can that associate here? That's a good idea. And starts to pull things together. There's a difference in mind. And so when you're working with people, if they're taking things apart, they're in the yellow field. If they're taking what you're giving and putting it together, making greater associations and taking it to principle, they're in higher mind. And you have this way of attuning. So you have a choice. Use a description to define and the higher mind to put things together. And realize that that is what we're doing today, aren't we? Taking and describing the inner states of your consciousness with precise descriptions, so you know each level, and then to put that together to see how that works as one. That's the key, to see the parts and see how the parts fit with the whole, because you're a part of this whole. And the first key is to realize that you're an individual, because without this realization of individual unity, then how can you realize your part in everything? So the first key is that I am. And that's what this personality does. You know that arrogant statement where somebody says, I did it? That's beautiful. You know, to realize that you're an individual, that you are a distinct creation in consciousness. And that's the first step. Now the next step is to expand this I. Rather than I'm just this body, or I'm, then it expands out to this is my family. This is my community. This is my country. This is my world that I live in. This is my universe. I am that consciousness. I am that I am. And if you've ever read, you know, some of the teachings like by Paramahansa Yogananda or other spiritually enlightened beings, they say things like, all smiles are my smiles. All children are my children. You know, all beings are me. How can all smiles be his smiles? Does he have a monopoly on smiles? You see, it's the consciousness that when somebody's smiling, you're smiling. It's a greater individuality. So the first key in life is to stabilize individuality and awaken it through applications, you know, doing what you're doing, disciplining yourself, you have certain needs. And then once your individuality is stabilized, then to broaden and expand it until it becomes a part of the all. And that's called the spiritual path. The systematically awakening to your greater self. And it is a systematic movement. And there are many tools, there are many systems, there's many pathways. But not to get caught up on the tools, but to look to the principle that all these things work with. Well, this creative mind, this abstract mind, works in this idea or ideal realm of consciousness. Because not only do you have this, you know, physical body, you have these emotions and feelings, you have these thoughts, you have this, your accumulated knowledge, but you have this ideal, you have certain ideals that you're holding for yourself. The clearer the ideals, the more positive and powerful your experiences are in your environments. Without a clear idea or ideal of what you wish to do, life is kind of fuzzy. What's your purpose for being here? That's part of the ideal energy. This is also a realm of truth and reality, because in this consciousness, this blue ray, that's the realm of power and of truth and what is, because an ideal has to have a basis in reality for your own self-expression, or it won't fit with the universe. See, it's all right to have this great plan inside about this city that's going to be floating, you know, so many light years away from our planet, and it'll do all these good things and beam energy back, but does that fit in reality? Does that fit in every level of consciousness and reality? So the ideal is this interdisciplinary truth of being that you work to make it there. Creative mind, the ability to put things together. And here this level is at rhythm and vibration. And so how you instill in yourself this kind of consciousness is everything you do with the rhythm and vibration starts to create a reality in you and starts to strengthen your beliefs. This is the level of consciousness of beliefs. Because what you believe becomes the basis of every action. And beliefs are intangible. You know, it's like, okay, what do you believe right now? Well, you know, see, beliefs. Belief is like faith. It's like when you walk off a stair and you put your foot on the next stair that you believe, or you have faith that that's going to hold there. You're cruising down the road at kind of 60, 75 miles an hour, and somebody comes out in front of you, that calm belief or faith that when you press on the brake, it'll stop. See? And have you ever looked at, you ever taken brakes apart? Yeah, these two little wheel cylinders, these little rubber cups with little springs, and they push against it. Wow. These little brake lines. Gee, you know, that's that kind of faith. I mean, when we just we have this faith in certain things. Well, just to get up in the morning, you have faith in yourself. You have this faith or belief in certain things that allows you to move through the day. You have certain realities that you've assumed to be real. And you come forth in those as a matter of fact. And well, this is at this level. But now you can have positive realities, or you can have a negative belief. I have a sister that does a lot of traveling. And she believes that people are honest, beautiful beings, and she loves them, and she believes that they love her, and has been through Africa on date trucks. That's how she got through Africa, and hitchhiked a lot of different places, and been in the East. And has had almost no bad experiences. But friends she meets on the road are going through all these terrible things, and they say, gosh, don't go there. Oh, what's, you know, people are beautiful. No problem. You see? So you're walking down the street, right? And there's three or four people walking with you. The person next to you believes that this universe is infinite possibilities, that anything can happen. It's the land of opportunity. And that's their consciousness. They're seeing the world, seeing that. Another person believes that people are out to get them. There's limitation, there's lack, there's not enough here. Same street, the same place and time. What do you believe? Beliefs become the basis of your actions. Now, the key is here, when you find that the inner energy is kind of slowing down, like when somebody says, hey, you want to do this? It's really a good thing. You go, well, you have this hesitation. Then you look in a little subtler in yourself, and what do I believe? And not only do you look in you when this happens, and when you're working with people to get them to do something, if you feel this hesitation, what does this person believe? Maybe they don't believe in this company. Maybe they don't believe in this product that we're trying to sell, and they're just here to collect this money for their job. Do they really believe in this? And so you're seeking to clarify. Now, the quickest way to move or clear any of these energies is to identify it. To say, hey, do you really believe in this? Hey, what are your thoughts? What do you know right now? What are you feeling? When you crystallize, you see, when you crystallize it, bring it to the surface of consciousness, now it's real, now it's face-to-face, and now you can confront it and work with it. But if it's subconscious to you, then you're acting out of it, but you don't have choice in it. See, sub is like a submarine, right? It means below your consciousness. And so we're seeking to put light in every aspect of yourself, in every level of your being, so that there is no movement within your inner self that you are not conscious of. If you're conscious, you have a choice. If you're not conscious, you don't have a choice. And we're seeking to increase our ability to choose, which is our freedom. Now, choice has to do with knowledge. And knowledge gives you this freedom. And freedom is this power. But in order to keep this knowledge, keep this freedom, and to keep this power, you have to take absolute and total dynamic responsibility for your freedom, for your power, and for your knowledge. And that's where many individuals fall down, because they receive the knowledge, they get this freedom, they get the sense of power, but they don't take responsibility for their presence. Your presence is a dynamic power. What you're holding in the inner fields of your consciousness affects hundreds of people every day. You're sitting in your car and you're in love with God and light and the universe and feeling good and positive about the world, and that presence when somebody's sitting waiting that looks over at you and they go, "Wow, look at that being. Gosh, they just feel uplifted by that." And everybody that sees you picks up that light. But if you're in frustration, consciousness, lack consciousness, all of negative, separative energies, and you're everybody that sees you picks that up and they go, "Gee, that's another unhappy person in the world. Look at this city. Nobody has fun here. It must be a rotten place." People start making associations and they pick up their energies, and then through exaggeration, this level of consciousness, exaggeration, things are blown all out of proportions, because that's what the emotions do, blow things out of proportions through a few associations. And then you have this big thing that's way bigger than reality. Because you affect many people, at least several hundred people. And most people here in this room, I'm seeing like at least 1,000 or more. Like everybody within a day that's you, that thinks about you, that knows of you, that has some line of caring for you. I notice that there's certain people that maybe you don't see for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or a month or every 2 months, but if something is going amiss in their life or good in their life, you kind of sense that and give them a call. "Yeah, just picking up." See? Well, you have these lines of light, and whoever is paying attention to you is touching your energy. And so every overcoming that you work with, when you increase your inner mastery, open your inner self, any kind of overcoming, any kind of positive energy, that goes to everybody that knows you and pays attention to you. You uplift them. And by that same token, if you shirk on your responsibilities, dwell in negative mind, not take, you know, apply yourself and you know, go in destructive areas of consciousness, by that same, you take them apart. Now, the next level of consciousness is that of images and imagination. And here you create in your mind's eye these pictures, which are the impressions of light. And your whole reality is created by what you see, how you see yourself. And realize that you have a self-image. And this self-image determines your whole ability to respond in the world, how you see yourself. And you know how you want to find out what that image is? Take a look at yourself in the mirror. What are the clothes you wear? Who are the people you hang around? What is the jobs that you hold? You see, what are you working in? What kind of thoughts do you think? What do you do? Where are you paying attention? That's part of your image. Because when you change this image and see yourself better, see yourself the master, see yourself, you know, growing and expanding, then you'll find that you don't pay attention to certain people, that you do different things. So this image, this picture in consciousness. Well, what happens is that for most individuals on our planet, they are not consciously disciplining this area of their awareness, this ability to visualize, this crystal picture, to be able to see a picture unwavered in your mind's eye. So when you see yourself successful, guess what? The universe says, "Okay, this person wants to be successful." Then you get it. You see yourself, you know, with abundance, and then that picture of abundance brings that to manifestation. Now, visualizing these levels of consciousness, visualizing these colors in your mind's eye, sharpens your inner vision. And another thing that it does is that it creates this inner spaciousness that you can hold a bigger vision in. For most of us, like when you first start out working on the path, when you close your eyes to go within you, there's this blackness, right? You know, gosh, meditate in this darkness. Close my eyes and there's a darkness inside. Be in this, you know. So for most people, it's outer. As soon as you get up, attention's outer, outer world. Turn the radio on, turn the TV on, get attention, outer. And this outer attention to be out. But in reality, you're this inner presence. So through visualization of the colors, you turn that darkness to light. And where you see that darkness on that inner screen, you, with your full vivid imagination, you turn it to light and create this inner spaciousness of light and energy. And if you read in the Bible, and Moses, the first book of the Bible talking about creation, in the first day, God separated the darkness from the light. Well, Moses was a mystic. And that's the first movement of the brow chakra, the ability to separate the darkness from the light, to turn your inner fields to light, so that you live in light, love light, have this lightness about you. Well, here's that level of images. The next level is this universal mind level of a cosmic consciousness where you're aware of the universe. See, what is your consciousness? Are you in this body, in this room? Or are you in this body, in this room, on this island, on this planet Earth, spinning around the sun, moving through a galaxy? Do you realize that you're 93 million miles away from a sun that's a million miles in diameter, radiating light that takes that travels at 186,000 miles a second and still takes 8.5 minutes to get here? See? And everything, the light that you see here is past. And everything that you see in the universe is, if you're looking in terms of the physical reality, it is not present. Because you're not seeing me now, if you're looking physically. Because the light has to travel from my being to your eye. And if you're attuned only to the physical, then you're getting everything past. But in this presence consciousness, you're touching everything right here, right now. See, this cosmic consciousness, the touching of all things. Whatever you pay attention, you draw from that. If you're paying attention to cosmic consciousness, all possibilities, eternal mind, then that flows through as a source of your images, as a source of your ideas, as a source of your knowledge, as a source of your thoughts, as a source of your feelings, as a source of your physical actions. Well, each of these levels of consciousness has a focus on your body. And this is called a chakra. And it's just simply a Sanskrit word meaning glowing disc of light. And the energy is focused in your being. So knowing where these energy centers are then gives you a key into seeing your inner self as well as reading people. The classic way of understanding this is that when you come up to somebody, watch where your attention goes, because that'll be where they're at in consciousness. If it goes down to their lower fields and their physical, right? Root chakra, into sex, sensation, consciousness. Or when you look at somebody, just go right to their eyes. Just look right in their eyes. Super conscious awareness of images, making and directing their life stream. So the gaze, the eye gaze, when you look at somebody, where your eye gaze goes is a key to the energies or the monopoly of the energy they're using at this time. And you can watch other people, because if they're not attuned to this, then they'll just kind of be looking at you like this. You ever watch people walking the ground like this, kind of look around? Is that a super conscious being in dynamic creative power and universal principles? Or are they caught in things in the past and things of the physical dimension? See, the gaze. And so the key we give is to raise your gaze up. Have this raising of the gaze. And visualize a pure rose-red light. And see this light as a brilliance shining within yourself. And feel it all about you, in you and through you. And now visualize a pure fire orange light all about you, in you and through you. Sunshine yellow, like gazing at a sun of a summer's day. A brilliant emerald green, crystal and sparkly within your inner fields of light. A crystal sky blue, like a summer's day sky. Indigo, a pure, brilliant indigo light. A crystalline violet fire, like an amethyst. Violet fire,
all about you, in you and through you. And now feel yourself moving out of the top of your head into a golden ball of light, ascending through a black tube into a field of brilliant white light. A brilliant crystalline light. And now feel this crystalline light coming back down into your being, into your body, a brilliant light of 10,000 times 10,000 suns, filling every single cell of your being with this pure, brilliant light. Bring yourself back.